Well, back for her weekly visit is Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester with more answers from the Heartland. And today, we're getting ready for that season that it doesn't inspire all of us, but we know what happens when you live in Wisconsin. That is winter, and really when you talk about fall water maintenance to prepare you for those winter months. And Angie, first of all, what's one of the things that you're really stressing the farmers about livestock water maintenance?
Well, you know, really, I don't think they're cleaned often enough, especially, you know, the young calves seem to be in cows, but not, you know, not these mid-range heifers. And, you know, pre-winter maintenance, I don't think is done as often as it needs to. And too often it gets cold, things freeze up, we don't have things checked, and we're kind of sitting in out of luck a little bit.
Well, what about from your perspective then? What's kind of your checklist of things that should be done before winter?
Well, you know, I would definitely take the cover off and do a thorough cleaning, make sure everything's working properly. You know, check the gaskets and make sure they're in good shape. A lot of times we just kind of look through that and they're there, so we don't worry about it. But if they're cracked or sections are missing, you know, we can let cold air in and those things will let it freeze pretty fast too.
You know, that's an interesting point. Do you think, again, in a year like this when we're a little bit behind with the maturity of the crop and we have our focus there, that we don't do something that you normally would think would be a normal yearly maintenance job?
Right. I think we're kind of out of sync a little bit, and, you know, we have some time, so some of the stuff that we would be doing after corn silage, maybe we have time to do it now. I don't know, but, I kind of worry that winter might hit us a little harder, a little faster than we're ready for.
So what else do you think farmers should be checking?
Obviously, the most obvious thing would be the heating element. If you've got one of those, you know, whether it's direct to the water or one of the donuts, you know, make sure they're working. You know, if to make them last longer, you know, pull them out in the spring. Otherwise, you know, if they're left in all summer, they're going to corrode a little bit faster and they won't last as long.
Excellent point. So, what is your tip of the day?
You know, growing up on a farm and raising calves, I guess the worst part for having water issues to me was always that it happened at night, it happened on the weekend, it happened Sunday when you can't get parts. So for me, it was great to have. I tried to have extra plugs on hand, donuts, gaskets, whatever you think you might need to make the repairs to keep them working. You know, if you have extra, you know, a couple different kinds of waters, you may need to keep, you know, two brands or some floats or things like that. Just kind of think ahead about what might break down and what maybe you need to have on hand.
Yeah, it's always good to remember Murphy's Law and that when bad things happen, it's usually at the worst time. So
right.
Being prepared is the key. Well, that certainly is some key information. Again, if people have any other questions or want to get details, they can call you at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they always can turn to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and there's podcasts saved on there and articles and other things as well.
That's our answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.